You'll find the books and papers somewhere on those floorboards. My mother's dresses are folded exactly as they were before. This house has been haunted a little while ago, so people stop coming around. But I'm pretty sure it was her lingering to check if I'm doing well. Was whistling by the lakeside, her chiffon skirt lightly shined in the summer breeze. It was serene, 25 degrees. Rumor had it that she was the library of the town. It was fun to decipher how that could be. Source of wisdom's never been seen. Was she an outcast as well, like my guitar and lonely self? What I needed was a lighthouse in the northern woods. I couldn't track too far. Agnes was throwing pebbles into the lake. Her hair was cut short, resting on the blue sweater. It was homesick, 17 degrees. People in this town call me the guy from nowhere. My stories were told from the strings to the air. She always stood with a child at the periphery. She wondered about my name when I practiced by the lake. What I needed was a fiery ask in the northern woods. I couldn't track too far. One day she knocked on my door and handed me a snowdrop wrapped in a speckled cloth. You remind me of my who got the same hair of emerald eyes. Then we swore first quarter by the fireplace. She taught me how to whistle and baked a lemon cake before she left. I don't have much to share. Agnes appeared in the front row ever since, with a seasonal flower picked from her garden, regardless of the weather. Sometimes I followed her to the Kingston's house, where she would lecture the triplets and that child. She had the cheapest tuition here about. I was still trying to figure out how she learned everything without further education beyond middle school. She grew up on her own, but she called this town home. Agnes would share the stories of every street and the list of the shops that were once a hit. The owners moved away to chase some kind of dream. I got introduced to old and young she bumped into. From the small conversations she knew, governess on demand and the countrywide latest news. With a primitive approach became a living chronicle. What she ever got was the desire to learn a bit more. It's the eternal theme she was groping for. One day she knocked on my door and showed me the headline. The guy under the sycamore can bring peace to the world. You're on to something big, you rising star. Don't forget to quote me in your old age memoir. How could I not? The earthy charm, the evocative sounds, the tangled vines behind her bed. That's what made me who I am. You probably know the rest of my journey. The boat floated into a capitalized dream. The lake was our secret base. When cicadas sang, our paths interlaced. Our ravid appetites still couldn't satisfy. The beauty was crystallized through quills and dyes. She kept all the letters and clippings of me in a wooden box we built in the smell of kerosene. Then I was lost in the praise that I earned from different states. Coats of dust on the same postmark stacked near the window shade, till the words were almost buried. Flashbacks turned to a movie. It's about the most placid heart kissing the world with ecstasy. It kept calling me, calling me, calling me home. You're my North Star, lighthouse. I keep my feet on the ground to feel your touch. Acorns fell, winter's coming. You should get back on the road, don't have them waiting. I'll be fine. I'll be fine. The oak tree is rustling by the streetway, the name of which is remembered by a generation, nurtured by her saving grace. Name it.